Good morning.
Good morning.
Among the long list of aggravating things we've had to fret about lately, including the apparent collapse of the country's financial system, there is the matter of Sarah Palin's passport. Some people became concerned about her depth in foreign policy when it became apparent that she had to go get a passport in order to visit the Alaska National Guard troops who were serving in Kuwait last year. I'm not sure what all the fuss is about. When the current occupant of the Oval Office began his first term, he had exactly 2 Immigration and Naturalization Service stamps in his passport. One when he traveled from Texas to Mexico, and the other one when he returned. On his one trip out of the United States during the 50 years that preceded his first term. He, a member of a family of great wealth and with great international connections. So with her trip to Kuwait last year and her return from it, Ms. Palin appears to be in full compliance with current presidential practice. It is right that we worry about whether our political leaders are well-traveled. Being well-traveled shows a healthy curiosity about the world. Can we say that being religiously well-traveled is any less important in today's world than being geographically well-traveled? If religious people carried religious passports, how many stamps would we have in ours? What would it be like for a religious movement to make a spiritual practice of not merely tolerating religions foreign to its experience, but actually knowing them with enough depth to bring the best of those foreign religions into its own tradition? What if being that kind of religious movement became part of the mission of Unitarian Universalism? Come, let us live in the questions again today. Come, let us worship together.